Late last month in St. Louis, there was a brawl in City Hall.
Chaos erupting at St. Louis City Hall, and it all happened in front of News 4 cameras.
A pushing and shoving match, and at the center of it is the president of the Police Officers Association.
The matter before the city's aldermen, whether to create a civilian review board for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, civilian oversight is a favorite tool for police reformers, but police say the boards are unfair.
Civilian oversight of the police isn't new. One of the pioneers of the idea was a lawyer in Kansas City named Sid Willens. He says his eyes were opened back in 1965 when he tried to get justice for a client who'd been badly beaten while handcuffed. Willens says the police department's internal investigation just confirmed the officer's version of what happened.
It's like having the fox guard the chicken house.
Willens managed to prove that his client had been mistreated, and in the process, he decided that the police needed an ombudsman, a civilian entity outside the police department that could take these complaints. The department resisted for a while, but this was the mid-60s, and there was pressure to reform the police. So eventually, it gave in.
Once the cops got used to it, it worked, and it's still working. Because what you're doing is simply trying to do what every business tries to do, is get rid of the rotten apples, and there are very few overall.
The concept spread, promoted by civil rights leaders who saw it as a remedy for police racism. Today, there are more than 200 civilian oversight entities around the country, though they vary a lot in their powers to investigate and punish officers. And the police still tend to distrust them.
You need to have an appropriate mindset towards policing.
Jim Pascoe is the National Executive Director of the Fraternal Order of Police. Like many officers, he believes civilians are too prone to play Monday morning quarterback.
The fact of the matter is that an officer has to make a split-second decision involving life or death. And civilian review boards tend to be, by definition, made up of civilians who have no particular experience or insight into what went through that officer's mind, what the circumstances were, and how desperate things can become in that nanosecond.
He says the civilians just aren't qualified to judge whether a cop followed a department's use of force rules. But Pierce Murphy doesn't agree.
I don't think it necessarily takes having been out in a squad car or walked a beat to be able to take the evidence, weigh it, and decide whether the rule is followed or not.
Murphy is the director of the civilian oversight entity in Seattle. It's called the Office of Professional Accountability. His office investigates police misconduct, and he has police sergeants working for him. But he, the civilian, is the one who decides whether to pursue a case. And he's trying to put even more distance between the police and his office.
I've moved it outside and down the street from police headquarters. We're two blocks away. We're in just a generic civilian office building with a donut shop in the lobby. And people don't have to go into the police department if they want to complain about the police.
This is happening in part because Seattle is one of the cities that the U.S. Justice Department has been pressuring in recent years to reform the police. These days, when the feds investigate a city's police department, one of the main things it insists on is civilian review of complaints. It's a philosophy that's in ascendance again in this post-Ferguson landscape, and increasingly, it's something the cops are having to learn to live with. Martin Costi, NPR News.